Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the tree of life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
Winter is coming. Heavy rain, sleet, snow, and ice. Are your tires up for the challenge? Tread confidently in winter's worst with the new set of tires from Tire Rack. They sell only the best, like the full line of hand-cooked tires. Go to TireRack.com/sports. Tell them what you drive. Your tires will be shipped fast and free to you or to one of over 10,000 recommended installers. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be.
Thank you for traveling with Amex Platinum. To your right, you'll see Oceanside Relaxation at a fine hotel and resort property. When booked through Amex Travel, you can enjoy complimentary breakfast for 2 and 4 p.m. late checkout. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
I bet you're smart.
Yeah, and you like to hold your own in the group chat.
We can help you drop even more knowledge. My name is Martine Powers.
And I'm Elahe Izadi. We host a daily news podcast called Post Reports.
Every weekday afternoon, Post Reports takes you inside an important and interesting story with the kind of reporting that you can only get from the Washington Post.
You can listen to Post Reports wherever you get your podcasts. Go find it now and hit follow.
Thanks for listening to the Odd Couple podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. Eastern, 4 to 7 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for the Odd Couple at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR.
Now let's get this party started.
You're listening to Fox Sports Radio.
Oh, yeah. Oh, I don't know if I did that right. That is right. Chris, okay, thank you for the round of applause. Chris Broussard and Rob Parker. They are both out this afternoon, this early evening. I am Aaron Torres filling in alongside TJ Houshmandzadeh here. This is the Odd Couple Fox Sports Radio coming to you live from the Fox Sports Radio studios. TJ, my man, what is going on?
Man, I'm good. I know yesterday was a Magic City Monday. What they call today?
Today is I'm trying to think. I'm not as attuned with the adult gentlemen's establishments as Rob Parker is. Now listen. Have I spent a night or two there once in my life? I was going to say, does one of us have to throw money at the pole? I don't know if one of us.
Big Daddy.
Does one of us have to take responsibility for that? I don't know.
If it is, it ain't me. I'm not. That's something that I don't do, Aaron. That's one thing that TJ is not a fan
tight
of.
Tight pants.
Yeah, I don't do that.
Well, I was going to say, that's probably among many reasons why you have more money in the bank than I do. And just in
wow.
general, doing better than I am. Rob Parker, very present today here with the drop. So Rob and Chris are out for the afternoon. I'm Aaron Torres. He is TJ Houshmandzadeh. So, yes, I guess I'm the guy that throws money at the pole. You're the guy, Ivy League, or, the pew on Sundays. Anyway, speaking, actually, kind of an easy transition, TJ. Speaking of the pew on Sundays, Tim Tebow in the news today. So, Tim Tebow, of course, we all know the story. Heisman Trophy winner, former Major League, minor league baseball player, a guy that, of course, has basically been in the spotlight for close to 15 years now. He was cut today. He was cut by the Jacksonville Jaguars. He, of course, was brought in by his former head coach, former college coach, Urban Meyer. Urban Meyer had to make cutdowns here with the Jacksonville Jaguars, and Tim Tebow is out. Tim Tebow's career, I believe, I think everybody believes, is essentially done at this point. First of all, TJ, I want to get into kind of his legacy, how we'll remember Tim Tebow in a minute. But you and I were talking a little bit before the show started. Were you, you played in the league for a decade. You were in all sorts of locker rooms, teammates you like, teammates you don't like, whatever. Did you ever have a problem with Tim Tebow getting this opportunity with the Jacksonville Jaguars? Some people did. But, of course, you know, there are hundreds of players across the NFL that are brought in for training camps and preseason that don't end up making a roster. So curious, just in general to start, did you have any major fundamental issue with Tebow getting this shot, which of course I did today?
I did not. And clarify, I never really had a teammate that I didn't like.
Okay.
Never, not one. So that's just me. I can get along with anybody. But I didn't have a problem with Tebow receiving the opportunity that he received, whether it was warranted or not. A lot of people have received opportunities that they don't deserve, and they still receive them. And so Tim Tebow just so happened to be a high-profile guy that when they signed him, it was, oh, my God, why are they signing him? Other guys have gotten signed that probably didn't deserve it, but it was never talked about because they didn't have the name Tim Tebow. They didn't have the stature that Tim Tebow had, and so I didn't have a problem with it. Would you have liked to seen it go to a guy that really could have used and deserved and earned this opportunity? Of course. But this is the way the world is. And so I didn't have a problem with it. If he could play, he would have made it. Obviously, he did not.
So real quick, let's you don't have to name names, but explain what you mean when you say guys were given opportunities that they didn't deserve. Because when I look across the NFL, I clearly never played at the level. But look, you see college coaches come in, bring guys from their college programs or guys they're familiar with. You see new head coaches bring in people from previous places to kind of help set the culture. So when you say that, give us a few examples. You obviously don't have to name names of guys that were given opportunities that obviously weren't justified.
No, and I don't have names because if I had names, I would name them. I don't care. But what I'm like, it's what you just said. When a new head coach gets hired, he wants to bring in some of his guys because his guys know the culture that he likes, what he's about to bring to the team, and he brings in however many guys he can bring in to kind of get that point across to those other guys on the team. And this happens all the time. But some guys that are signed or brought in, they might not be better than other guys. Like, guys will get cut. And I've seen guys get cut that are better players than guys that are still on a roster. But that coach really likes this kid. He likes this player. He likes the intangibles that he's bringing, his leadership, his ability to control that meeting room, that position group. But you don't see that on the field. And so this happens all the time. Just Tebow wasn't, one, when you've been out of football for 10 years, two, you're playing a position that you've never played before. When I'm telling you, you fighting uphill, we racing. I'm running downhill. He's running uphill. That's how hard that race was for Tebow. It was impossible for him to win it.
Yeah, and I'll give a cross-sport example just to kind of play into what you're talking about. I saw the other day Udonis Haslem in the NBA with the Miami Heat signed for his 19th season in the NBA. And Pat Riley basically admitted in the press release, like, hey, you know, this isn't because we expect him to play 36 minutes a game in the next season. It's because we love what he does in the locker room. We believe he has a bright future as a head coach, and he's going to make our team better even if he isn't on the field. And I'm not comparing Udonis Haslem, who's been in the NBA for the last two decades, with Tim Tebow, who, as you said, TJ, of course, had a 7, 8, 9, 10-year gap between when he last played in the NFL. I do want to switch gears and just kind of talk in general, Tim Tebow legacy, if you will. I know it's easy to kind of react in the moment to should he have gotten the chance? Did he get the chance? Why did he get the chance? Should he have ever been given the chance? But it's done now. He's done with the Jaguars. I think for all intents and purposes, it's hard to imagine him ever getting another shot at the NFL. If he couldn't get it done, if he couldn't make a roster, as you said, it was an uphill battle. But if he couldn't get uphill against the competition when he had his former college coach there in his home state, in his home region, it's probably not going to happen. And so I just want to ask you what you think of what you'll remember of Tim Tebow here as an athlete, because I think there's two kind of distinct ways to look at it. I think you could sit there and say, you know, decent quarterback, whatever, got replaced by Peyton Manning, never found his footing again, but let's be honest, he was never elite. The Broncos thing was kind of fluky, whatever. But what I would also say is this was a guy that, you know, Heisman Trophy winner by all accounts, by any tangible measurement, one of the greatest college football players of all time, two national championships. On top of that, does get to the NFL, does earn that starting spot, does win a division, does win a playoff game, something that a lot of even really good quarterbacks can't say. Picks up baseball after he hadn't played in about 12, 13 years, gets to the AAA level. He actually wasn't that bad. He batted about .273 in AA in his last full season playing baseball. And he gets one more shot. It doesn't work out in the NFL. When you think about Tim Tebow's legacy, to 8, 10, 12, 15 years, what do you think people will remember about Tim Tebow, the athlete, NFL, and baseball player?
Well, I mean, when you're talking to NFL, it will be he was a first-round pick. And there's not many that can say that. He won a playoff game. And not only did he win a playoff game, it's who he beat.
Sure.
Like, you beat the Pittsburgh Steelers and Dick LeBeau.
Yes.
Like, that's not easy. And so, say what y'all, they did that. You beat the Pittsburgh Steelers and Dick LeBeau. The NFL, as it is today, was not what it was when Tebow was playing. And he could, I was born too soon. I mean, the way the Baltimore Ravens have pretty much shaped this entire offense for Lamar Jackson. Tim Tebow wasn't. I mean, the Broncos did that. John Fox, he did that. He turned that offense, and we're going to play great defense, and we're going to be smart, and we're going to do this and that. But it's just a different day and game. It's completely different. Tebow was a hell of a college athlete. He was a hell of a college quarterback. To me, when I think of Tim Tebow, I just think of and I don't know him, and I just go off of what I've heard and people that play with him. He's a great person, and he's a great leader.
And I think that's such a good point. And I think it's easy to forget, one, that he did in fact win a playoff game. But the other thing that stands out to me, TJ, and I think a lot of people forget this, the Broncos were ready to bring him back as the quarterback the following season. Now, were they super excited about it? I don't think they were necessarily super excited about it. But it just so happened that one of the greatest quarterbacks in the history of the sport became available that offseason in Peyton Manning. And if Peyton Manning had not become available, Tim Tebow would have been the starting quarterback the following season with the Denver Broncos. And so I get the notion that it's easy to sit there and say, oh, you know, it was a fluke thing. There was all the, but I sit there and say exactly what you said, TJ, is he won those games. He was under center. He was in the pocket. He was the guy that, for whatever reason, rallied around. You know, you could say it was the defense, it was the special teams. He was the quarterback that led them to the playoffs and a playoff win. And as easy as it is to forget now, he would have come back next year if Peyton Manning hadn't come to Denver.
Yeah, I don't know how successful he would have been.
Sure.
But he would have been given an opportunity. And people got to understand, like, Urban Meyer almost had no choice but to cut him, man. When you look at the blocking that he put on film, just to save face on that team, he had no choice, man. Like, sure. you can't stand up in that meeting room and release other guys, and Tebow is still sitting in that meeting room, and they all saw that. Everybody saw that.
Sure.
And so just from a credibility standpoint, I mean, he put him in a corner, so to speak, because he had no choice. But it's not easy, man. I never was a quarterback, but when you tell me I got to go block these outside linebackers and defensive ends, these some of the best athletes in the world, not just in football, in the world. These dudes are big as hell. They're fast and they're strong. That's not easy to do. And so you can look and say, oh, I would do better than that. go try to block T.J. Watt and Khalil Mack and those guys on the edge and just see how easy you really think it is. It's not easy. So Tim Tebow, I don't know him, like I said, but everybody that I do that know him, they speak highly of him. Wish him the best.
So that's such a very interesting point, because he was the butt, and I know you're not on Twitter, and I talked to you out of it a few weeks ago when you and I hosted on a Sunday. I said, don't start, my man. Do not start. But he was the butt of a lot of jokes on Sunday morning after that video of the block came out. But I think it's a great point by you. Try to block somebody that's 265 pounds that runs a 4.640. It's not as easy as it looks for all of us sitting on the couch.
Easy. And these dudes are number – like, look at – Jason Pierre-Paul, these dudes are huge, man. Like, I don't think people understand they're basketball players that are playing in the NFL. They're just that simple. These dudes are tall. They're big. They're muscular. They're strong. They're tough. And their job is to get to the quarterback. And if you in their way, you're going to get thrown out their way. 300-and-some-pound lineman can't block them. Sure. you think somebody 250 pounds is going to block them? And so it was an uphill battle for Tim Tebow. He's a quarterback. And when you got to put your hand in the ground and block and keep a guy in front of you and drive a guy off the ball, it's not easy. And I played a position where I didn't have to do much blocking, but there was times I had to go in motion and block defensive ends and outside linebackers. And you just be like, oh, I hope he don't see me this play. Because if he does, you know he about to just throw you right out the way. It's just – that's just what it is. And so, Tim Tebow, man, you know, people can say what they want to say. He didn't deserve the opportunity. There's plenty of people that will be given opportunities in the future that don't deserve them and have been given opportunities that didn't deserve them. It happens, man. It happens all the time. He won't be the first nor the last.
So Tim Tebow, he is now a former member of the Jacksonville Jaguars, and very likely his NFL career and, frankly, his professional sports career is done. What do you view as his legacy? We want to hear from you. Call us in at 1-877-996-6369, 1-877-99-ON-FOX. Again, 1-877-996-6369. What is Tim Tebow's legacy? How will he be remembered as a professional athlete? Your calls coming up. I'm Aaron Torres. This is TJ Houshmandzadeh with TJ Houshmandzadeh filling in for Chris Broussard and Rob Parker, Fox Sports Radio.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Odd Couple with Chris Broussard and Rob Parker, weekdays at 7 p.m. Eastern, 4 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
Hey, what's up, everybody? It's me, three-time Pro Bowler LeVar Arrington, and I couldn't be more excited to announce a new podcast called Up On Game. What is Up On Game, you ask? Along with my fellow Pro Bowler TJ Houshmandzadeh and Super Bowl champion, yep, that's right, Plexico Burress. You can only name a show with that type of talent on it, Up On Game. We're going to be sharing our real-life experiences loaded with teachable moments. Listen to Up On Game with me, LeVar Arrington, TJ Houshmandzadeh, and Plexico Burress on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts from.
Hey guys, this is Matt Jones, Drew Franklin from the Fade This podcast. We got a great episode coming up, picks in all the sports, football, basketball, we do them all, but here's a preview of this week's episode. Do you think it's more embarrassing to dye your hair or to have hair plugs?
I don't think either are embarrassing if you're not trying to conceal it and act like you didn't.
Okay, so you think if you just come out and go, I got hair plugs.
Yeah, like check out these hair plugs. I mean, don't just walk around, hey, tapping, hey, stranger, I don't want you thinking this is natural. You know, but I mean,
do you have to do that with everyone you meet?
Some people try to act like they, you know what I mean.
Yeah, but I mean, like John Cena got it. You know, when John Cena came back to wrestling, he had a bald spot, and now he doesn't. Mm-hmm. You think he should be required in all interviews to say, look, by the way, I covered up my bald spot?
Yeah, I guess it's weird. I mean, you don't wear a sign or like put a sign in your yard, but.
All right. So what about toupees?
Those are the most obvious.
But let's say you're like Bill Self and you can get it to where it looks good.
His is magical. I don't even know if his is a toupee.
It is.
I think he went into the future and had a procedure we haven't even discovered yet.
And this episode was brought to you in partnership with DraftKings. To hear more, listen and subscribe to Fade This on iHeartRadio or wherever you listen to podcasts.
There's no distance too far for the perfect trip.
Hi, checking in for...
Or the perfect table.
Hey, where are you?
Coming!
And when you get access to Resi Priority Notify with your Amex Platinum card...
Hey, this looks amazing.
I'm so glad you made it.
And travel benefits at fine hotels and resorts booked through Amex Travel. It's worth the trip. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
All right, game off. We got to pause here to talk more about Monopoly Go. I know what you're saying, flag on the play. You've already talked about that, but there is just so much good stuff in this game. In Monopoly Go, you can team up with your friends for timed tournaments where you work together to build each other's boards. The more you win together, the more awesome prizes you unlock. And there's so much to get. Unique stickers you can trade with friends to complete albums for big prizes. Cool new playing pieces to travel the boards with. Hilarious emojis for taunting friends when you smash their buildings or heist their vaults. Plus, Monopoly Go feels new and exciting every day with constantly changing tournaments and challenges. A ton include their unique mini games like Digging for Treasure or a robot pachinko machine. And there's always new timed events that help you win big, like massive multipliers for everything you win or rent frenzies. There's always something fun to discover in Monopoly Go. So get off the bench and go download it now free on Google Play or the App Store. Game on!
Welcome back, everybody. Fox Sports Radio. This is The Odd Couple. Chris Broussard and Rob Parker are out. I am Aaron Torres, joined by TJ Houshmandzadeh. We're going to get to your calls in a minute, but TJ had a very important question to lead the show. We have Magic City Mondays. Normally, we have Teicher Tuesdays, but Teicher, like Rob Parker and Chris Broussard, is off today. So, Board Op Chris, what do we got as an adult entertainment theme for today?
It is Tootsie's Tuesday.
Okay. All right. Throwing money at the poll, according to Rob Parker. TJ Houshmandzadeh doesn't do that, though. He's a good gentleman, you know, man of the cloth like Tim Tebow. So, all right. So we were talking Tim Tebow to lead the show. Obviously, he was cut by the Jacksonville Jaguars today. And kind of just a very interesting question about, just frankly, what is his legacy? What is his legacy as a professional athlete? What is his legacy as a football player? We wanted you guys to weigh in. You guys can continue to call 1-877-996-6369. But we do want to get to your calls. We want to start with Justin in Arizona. Justin, you're on The Odd Couple. Chris Broussard, Rob Parker are out. Aaron Torres and TJ Houshmandzadeh in.
Go ahead. Hey, guys. Thanks for taking my call. I appreciate it. Good to have you, TJ.
Yes, sir.
Well, what about me? It's not good for me to be here,
yeah,
Justin.
Yeah, you too, man. You too, man. Come on now.
Thanks, Justin. Like just making sure.
Oh, no!
It's a Tootsie's Tuesday. You know, I just wanted to make sure. That's all. But go ahead, Justin. Tim Tebow,
I'll
what do you got?
I'll throw some money at the poll for you, buddy. Don't
there
worry.
You go. Like it. Like the enthusiasm. So, all right, go ahead.
So Tim Tebow, man, his legacy is that of a Florida Gator. He didn't play long enough in the NFL to have a legacy. I think he won two titles in college football, Heisman. I think he won an MVP, won the national championship games. Like, that's his legacy. Like most other SEC quarterbacks, their legacy is only going to be in college football.
Thank you for the call, Justin. TJ, I disagree. I do think he has an NFL legacy, and I think it's a fascinating one. I think it's exactly what you and I just talked about, is he won a playoff game. He beat, as you said, one of the great defensive minds in the history of the NFL in Dick LeBeau, and he never got another shot. Now, we can argue, should he have gotten one, how much of the Broncos' success had to do with him, but I think he absolutely has an NFL legacy, and I actually think it's an interesting one, TJ.
It's interesting, but when you talk legacy, does he really have a legacy where it's worth discussing, so to speak? I mean, he played, I believe, 3 years in the league. And so there's very few guys that have played 3 years or less, and you say, what is their legacy?
Sure.
In any sport, let alone the National Football League, because it's so few guys that play double-digit years or more than a handful of years. And so he has a point.
Yeah, it's interesting, the word legacy, because you do usually think of a guy when they only play a year, 2 years, 3 years, and they have a legacy. It's usually injury-related, right? Like, what's Brandon Roy's legacy? Well, you know, he could have been great, but he got hurt all the time. And so maybe that is fair. Maybe, you know, Tim Tebow's, legacy, or how we'll remember him, is basically, just the fact that he got a couple years, but that he was never able
to. And even Brandon Roy, when you talk to NBA, his legacy and what he accomplished, at least for me, was more than what Tebow accomplished. Sure. And Brandon Roy, he was a fantastic player when he was when he was healthy. I don't know, and this is I don't know who would say, but I don't know how many people would say Tim Tebow was fantastic in the NFL.
It's fair. It's fair. And it just kind of raises the question of how will he be remembered as a professional athlete, as a college athlete. Let's get to more calls. Abe in Cleveland, you're on The Odd Couple. Aaron Torres and Chris Broussard filling in for Aaron Torres and TJ Houshmandzadeh filling in for Rob Parker and Chris Broussard. Go ahead, Abe.
Hey, what's up? Well, you guys are doing great.
Thank you, Abe.
So I honestly think that Tim Tebow was a great college quarterback. There's a lot of really great college quarterbacks. I think that Tim Tebow won that playoff game. I think he went from just a really good player almost into like a phenom. Like when he was in the minor leagues, every home run he hit was on SportsCenter that night. He was like a phenom. That's what he is. For example, that's, I think, why he got a shot. Because for the very reason that we're talking about this, it's because Tim Tebow is an attraction. He's like a phenomenon. He's like a show at the circus. You come to see. So even though he's not very good football, the fact is that everybody turned on the Jacksonville Jaguars. If you wanted to watch Trevor Lawrence, but every time Tim Tebow's on the field, they're like, oh, wait, where's Tim Tebow? Maybe he'll make a play. Maybe he'll do something. So I think he started off as a really good college quarterback. Then when he won a playoff game, I think that really put him from just good player, and then he just fell off because he wasn't that good of a football player in the NFL. He's a college player. I think that really makes him almost like a phenom, and I think that's what his legacy is going to be, one of these phenoms that just go down in sports history.
Thank you for the call, Abe. I'll say this, TJ. I think Abe is right on one thing. Was he great? Was he not? How much success the Broncos had were due to him? One thing you can't say about Tim Tebow, the man was interesting. People were interested in what he did. I don't, frankly, always understand why, but they were.
You know what the meaning of phenom is, correct?
Well, phenom, yeah, I don't know about phenom. I mean, that's probably not the right word.
You know what the meaning
of once he left college. Yeah, phenom is like a rising star, plays well beyond his years.
Like,
I don't know.
Outstandingly talented.
Sure.
That's a phenom.
Well, I think what Abe meant was phenomenon, which I think you could probably say. So I guess we just had to add a couple, vowels and consonants on there at the end. But all I could say about Tim Tebow, the man was interesting. But coming up, we will hear from somebody in Jacksonville about Tim Tebow, about his legacy, and about what's next for the Jacksonville Jaguars. But first,
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
Brian Fenley with What's Trending. Joining us now, really excited to hear from him, Marcel Robinson. He is a reporter for Action Sports Jacksonville. You can follow him on Twitter at Marcel, A-S-J-A-X, Jacksonville. Marcel, how you doing tonight, my man?
I'm doing great. How are you guys doing?
Doing well, Marcel. So first of all, let us know, is there a candlelight vigil outside of the stadium tonight? What is the reaction in Jacksonville to the news of Tim Tebow obviously being cut?
Although I can confirm there is no candlelight vigil outside of the bank, I cannot confirm if there are candlelight vigils inside the homes of the Tebow faithful. But I mean, the mood is probably exactly what we expected it was going to be completely honest with you. I mean, look, the way this thing has played out with Tim Tebow and the tight end situation, it really, from the jump, played out exactly how we expected it to. The guy came in, and it's just, he has been out of football for a while, switching positions, the age factor, it was just obviously going to be too much for him to, overcome. I got to say, it's probably the first time I've ever seen the crowd that hype in the fourth quarter of a preseason game, with all the Tim Tebow fans, crying and praying for him to get a reception or a target. But the buzz is kind of dwindling a little bit.
Do you believe that the film that was put out there, it was on Twitter, the blocking or the lack thereof it? Do you believe they released him today? Had to have been credibility in Urban Meyer's eyes, because as a former player, you keep him on a team, guys in the locker room going to start to talk, and it's going to start to cause problems on the team. Do you believe that played a role in it, or this was part of the plan all along?
I can't say that whether it's one way or the other, but for me personally, I don't think that played a role in his release in this particular phase of the roster. Because just because, I mean, Urban Meyer has been that kind of guy, whether his stops everywhere that he's been, Florida, Ohio State, he genuinely doesn't really, I guess, for lack of a better term, care about what the opinions of the outside world thinks about the decisions that he makes. As far as the video itself, it definitely didn't help him. It definitely wasn't. Didn't work in Tim Tebow's favor, but truthfully, to be completely honest with you, whether that video went viral or not, I find it hard to believe that he would have made it past the first round of cuts, just because, the Jaguars, here in Jacksonville, we have so many spots to fill in that particular team, and he's just, the biggest thing when we talked to Urban Meyer today, before practice, he said that, special teams is a big deal, and Tim Tebow was the only tight end on this roster that didn't play special teams.
Dude, that's another thing. Whether he can do it or not, man, you put his big old butt out there. you put him out there. Like, he wasn't even on. Just put him out there. Who knows? Maybe he can be the PP. For the people that don't know, PP, personal protector on right. Punt team. You can run some gimmick and trick plays with him as the PP. There are just so many different things. That shocked me. Put him on special teams and see if he can do it. He can, man, come on, man. That's just me.
Yeah, no, trust me. I feel you 100% on that. And truthfully, I think part of it could have been because of, lack of ability. You think about it, it's a different mindset when you're playing quarterback going after contact than when you're literally tasked with going to, take a guy out.
Marcel Robinson joining us, Action Sports Jacksonville. This is the Odd Couple, Aaron Torres and Chris Broussard in for Aaron Torres and TJ Houshmandzadeh in for Chris and Rob. Marcel, last Tebow question. Just what was the reaction of the guys in the locker room? Because I think obviously not today, but just him being there in general, because I think we all had this outside perspective, but you heard some comments from Trevor Lawrence early. You heard some comments from other guys about the leadership, the role that he played, how much they enjoyed having him around. Now that he's gone, obviously this was an inevitability, but how did the guys like having him around? Because it seemed like he ingratiated himself well in the locker room.
Yeah, honestly, by all accounts, everyone in the locker room said that, he was a great locker room guy, great weight room guy, no complaints, no distractions or anything, which is kind of complete opposite of what obviously us outside the locker room expected it to be going into it. One thing is as crazy is that throughout this whole entire deal, Tim Tebow, he never spoke to the media once. He did everything he could to not be a distraction on the team, and truthfully, I don't think it was a distraction in the locker room.
When you look at what's going on, obviously, we know Trevor Lawrence is going to be the quarterback. Trading Joe Schobert, who outside of Miles Jack is probably your best defensive player. What's the outlook for this team? How many games do you believe is a success, and how many games do you believe are realistic that the Jacksonville Jaguars can win?
I think it's tough to gauge just because of, you know, with all the new pieces on both sides of the ball. I mean, the offense is completely different. The defense is completely different. We're still kind of gelling with the scheme and everything. And you know, I've personally been at all of the training camp practices and obviously been at the game. And it just – you can definitely tell there's still a lot of gelling going on. So it's hard to kind of say, you know, how many wins that I would consider a success or what I would predict. I would imagine – I mean, this team won one game last year. So I would say anything between, you know, 4 to 6 games is you know, welcomed by any fan here in Jacksonville. I think it all depends on the quarterback. I mean, obviously, you know, the quarterback is going to be what drives this team to score points, win games. And if he can continue progressing as he is, I think, you know, they're going to have to do some damage.
Marcel Robinson, reporter for Action Sports Jacksonville, joining the Odd Couple. Chris and Rob out, Aaron Torres, TJ Houshmandzadeh in. How about Urban Meyer? You know, we heard this narrative of, you know, this guy would lose one game every 2 years in college. How would he handle losses when they start to pile up in the NFL? I know a preseason loss is not the same as a regular season loss. You can take things out of preseason. You're not playing your starters more than a series or two. How is he just adjusting in general, though? Because, again, we heard this narrative that this guy does not handle losses. He won't be able to sleep for weeks at a time. What has your, you know, just feeling been having been around him now for a few weeks, a few months?
I think the difference this time around, because obviously we've seen him with the Florida Gators as well, and then, of course, him going to Ohio State. I think the difference this time around is that he's really kind of accepted the fact that this is new for him, you know, not knowing how the NFL works when it comes to roster cuts and, you know, the training camp practices and everything. He's really – you know, his common message that he preaches all the time is that he's relying on his staff, the guys that have been in the NFL that have done this before, to really kind of show him the ropes and give him kind of let him know what to expect. I think as far as, you know, obviously we know the narrative, the guy wins, and when he doesn't win, you know, he doesn't take it well. I won't necessarily say he seems to have turned over a new leaf, but I can definitely say that his approach is completely different in terms of, you know, expectations, except for the fact that he's expecting to win. He's still that fiery guy.
He knows he's running a marathon. I know after the game, Urban Meyer says, man, we're playing too slow. Like, I like to play fast. So you say you've been out to practices. Are they picking the tempo up, or are they starting to play faster because that's what he wants? Or the same?
Personally, I think they look faster. One thing that I kind of took from the game, and I was discussing it with a couple of guys, is that I didn't really see a lot of sort of, you know, the things we saw on the practice field in the game. I don't know if that was necessarily them trying, you know, not to put things on game film, or if that's them kind of trying to really hone in on the nailing down the fundamentals on both sides of the ball with the new scheme and new players and everything. But on the practice field, I mean, yeah, we go out there and you can tell that there's a huge emphasis on playing fast and playing the right way. I mean, he won't shy away to stop practicing between drills and give a spirited speech, we'll call it that, if he doesn't like the way the tempo is going. So, I mean, truthfully, fast and physical is definitely the mantra coming into training camp and as we get through the preseason.
Marcel Robinson, reporter for Action Sports Jacksonville, joining the Odd Couple. Chris and Rob out, Aaron Torres, TJ Houshmandzadeh in. Last one from me, Marcel. Is there anything to take away from Trevor Lawrence, and maybe not even Trevor Lawrence, for people who don't know, 6 of 9, 71 yards, but also sacked twice in a very limited amount of playing time? Any fear that the offensive line isn't going to be able to keep him upright? Is there anything you saw from him personally, good or bad, that would have you kind of, you know, to take going forward?
I don't think so. I mean, I think, look, we've had, you know, the offensive line has been questioned here in Jacksonville for, you know, as many years as I can remember, to be completely honest with you. This is one of the first years where continuity has been something that's been here, and they didn't play great, but truthfully, and Trevor would say it, and Urban said it, and all those that I've talked to have said the same thing, that the offensive line didn't play as bad as it may have looked. It's just, you know, obviously the, you know, the anticipation, this guy Trevor Lawrence is coming out his first NFL snap, he gets sacked, you know, it's a bad look. It's kind of one of those, all here, well, here we go again. But I mean, even Trevor admitted, you know, there were some things that he did holding on to the ball too long, which he definitely did. I was field level for the game, and you could tell that he was holding on the ball a little bit too long and was kind of shaking up some nerves a little bit. But I mean, I think it's good for them. It's the first time that he's going up against a real opponent. You know, practice is one thing, and Hoosh, you can attest to this. Practice is one thing, but when you get across the field from another guy, it's completely different. Speed is different, and I think it's just something that he'll have to adjust to. And you know, we got two more preseason games, and I think he'll get some more reps in both of them to improve on that.
Yeah, I'm a fan of Trevor Lawrence. I believe he's going to be fantastic. Hopefully he'll prove himself right and make me look good in the process. This question, because, me, LeVar, and Plaxico, we have our own show, and they don't agree with that part of it about Trevor Lawrence, and so I can't wait to prove him wrong. But how long do you think it will take before they turn this thing around? And obviously, will the owner, Shad, will he have that patience with Urban Meyer that's going to be needed?
Truthfully, I think patience is definitely not something that's going to be an issue. I think, you know, Shad's been – I mean, he was extremely patient with the last coaching staff and the last regime and everything. And so he's not one to necessarily make those, you know, quick, rash decisions. I think he's going to give Urban time. I think Urban and all his staff, they presented a long-term plan that's – and just kind of let them know straight up, hey, look, like, we're starting from the ground up. We're rebuilding everything from culture to completion. So as far as how long it'll take, I mean, it depends. I mean, they've definitely got the pieces, honestly, to make some noise. I mean, they've got some young playmakers on offense, a nice young core. They've got the quarterback. They've got the veteran leadership on defense. They've got playmakers on defense. And you can tell that, you know, they're definitely building for the long term. As far as how long it'll take, I mean, tough to say, but I can tell you the patience of Shad is going to be completely different from the patience of the Jaguars faithful down here in Duval. I can tell you that.
Duval County.
Marcel Robinson, reporter, Action Sports Network in Jacksonville. Follow him on Twitter, at Marcel, A-S-J-A-X. Marcel, we appreciate the time, my man.
You got it, guys.
Marcel, thank you, brother.
This is The Odd Couple. Chris Broussard, Rob Parker are out. Aaron Torres, TJ Houshmandzadeh are in. Coming up, an NFL legend. Surprising words about the future of football. You want to hear about this? This is The Odd Couple.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
This is it. We've got an Amex Platinum Pro on our hands, ladies and gentlemen. We haven't seen anyone relax like this before in the Centurion Lounge. Is he connecting to complimentary Wi-Fi? Oh, my. Look at that. He is. And you will not believe where he's going next. The Amex dedicated card member entrance for the win. Unbelievable.
When you get travel perks with Amex Platinum, you're part of the action. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
All right, game off. We got to pause here to talk more about Monopoly Go. I know what you're saying, flag on the play. You've already talked about that, but there is just so much good stuff in this game. In Monopoly Go, you can team up with your friends for time tournaments where you work together to build each other's boards. The more you win together, the more awesome prizes you unlock. And there's so much to get. Unique stickers you can trade with friends to complete albums for big prizes. Cool new playing pieces to travel the boards with. Hilarious emojis for taunting friends when you smash their buildings or heist their vaults. Plus, Monopoly Go feels new and exciting every day with constantly changing tournaments and challenges. A ton include their unique mini games like Digging for Treasure or a robot pachinko machine. And there's always new timed events that help you win big, like massive multipliers for everything you win or rent frenzies. There's always something fun to discover in Monopoly Go, so get off the bench and go download it now free on Google Play or the App Store. Game on!
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Welcome back, everybody. Fox Sports Radio. This is The Odd Couple. I'm Eric Torres, TJ Houshmandzadeh joining me. So, TJ, you know, future of football, listen, football is going to be around long after we're gone. But, you know, there's always this debate of how can we make it safer, when is the right time to play, let kids start playing, all that stuff. And so an interesting voice came out in defense of the folks that believe that, kids should start playing football later in life, if at all. Brett Favre today basically came out and said in a PSA that he believes that kids should not play tackle football until the age of 14 years old. Now, I will say, I never played at the level you did, TJ, but I did play in high school, loved it. I think it built a lot of character, things that I take with me until this day. Don't know that I needed to be tackling at 6, 7, 8, 9 years old, though. So when you saw these comments from Brett Favre, what were your first reactions, and do you basically agree with Brett Favre that basically until you get to high school, we don't need to be tackling?
To a certain degree. I have a 7-year-old son. And he loves football.
Okay. Does he play tackle?
Absolutely not.
Okay.
But I didn't play. I didn't play until my senior year in high school.
Wow. I didn't know.
And so I'm not saying everybody can do that. But I don't know when I'm going to have my son play tackle. I believe the reason my body was, I guess, as fresh as it was when I played was because I didn't have all that wear and tear leading up to. I mean, you just think about it. Guys were coming into the NFL playing more seasons of football than I end up playing in my entire life.
Wow.
If you think, like, if kids have started 7 or 8 years old, you get to the NFL at 22, you've already played 13, 14 years of football. And so your body can only take so much. And so to a certain degree, yes, I agree. I don't know when's the right time, but I know 6, 7, 8 isn't. That's just my opinion. But my son will play, and he will play tackle. At what age, I'm not certain, but it damn sure won't be 6, 7, or 8 years old. I guarantee that.
That's what I was going to say. I mean, is that a conversation that you've – so I, for people who don't know, I have no children. I have already started a little bickering with my wife about if we have a son, whether she doesn't want to play football. I said, like I said, I played in high school. It built a lot of character. There's a lot of lessons that I took from it.
Yes.
And by the way, TJ, I don't know if we've ever met in person. I'm 5'10". I'm not particularly athletic. She's about 5'1". I don't think we have NFL kids, you know, coming out of our gene pool. So our son, you know, if he's lucky enough to start in high school, that will probably be where his career ends. But I tell her all the time is that, you know, I just think there's so many life lessons that you
can
take.
Dude, it's nothing like it, Aaron.
Yes.
There's nothing like it, man. Mm-hmm. There's nothing like you're on a team with so many different races
Yes.
and groups of people and we all come from different backgrounds, and we'll find a way to get along. We'll find a way to make this work. And there's nothing like a team sports, and it's not just football, man, just sports in general. It teaches you so much. It's nothing like it, man. And so if your wife was listening, you might want to listen to him from that perspective. It's just nothing like it, man. And my son right now, he's 7 years old, and he's just a tall, skinny kid, but he understands the game. I don't know what's going on. Like, he's extremely tall. And my wife's not the tallest, but my son is, I mean, he's 7 years old. He wears a size 6.5, 7 shoe, bro.
Wow.
And so I agree with Brett Favre to a certain degree, man, but that's a personal decision each parent will have to make. But yeah, my son, I don't envision him playing football, tackle football, before he's 10 years old.
Yeah, and it is two completely different conversations about, is it safe to play at all? Yes, it is. And as I said, 99% of kids that put on a chin strap will not play at any type of high level beyond high school. But should you be tackling at 6, 7, 8 years old? I actually believe that Brett Favre. Yeah, I was going to say, I believe that.
The helmet is heavier than a kid almost. At least it seems that way.
It's a great point. And it was just very interesting. Brett Favre, who of course was one of the tough guys throughout his career, it was just interesting to hear him say that. So this is The Odd Couple, Fox Sports Radio. Chris and Rob out. Aaron Torres, TJ Houshmandzadeh in. Coming up, more NFL. Dak Prescott, time to get concerned?
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
I'm Katya Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
Top Thrill 2 is like no other course. 2 420-foot vertical speedways, 3 launches.
All right, let's talk strategy.
Copy that, driver. Go for maximum acceleration off the start.
Roger that.
You've got a short straightaway to push from 0 to 74 on the first vertical speedway.
And what about the rollback?
Rollback will set you up for an explosive reverse climb 420 feet in the sky so you reach 0 G's in total weightlessness.
420 feet of straight-up speed. Let's get it.
Top Thrill 2, the world's tallest and fastest triple-launch strata coaster. Get your tickets at cedarpoint.com.
Judy was boring.
Hello.
Then Judy discovered Chumbacasino.com.
It's my little escape.
Now Judy's the life of the party.
Oh, baby, mama's bringing home the bacon.
Whoa, take it easy, Judy. The Chumba life is for everybody. So go to Chumbacasino.com and play over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.